7:43 now.
There's not enough snow out there to be doing this at this precise moment. But it's all because a woman from Worcestershire is just one of seven skiers chosen to represent Great Britain at the Special Olympics World Winter Games in South Korea. 28-year-old Claire Lyons from Redditch, who has a learning disability, strapped on her first pair of skis when she was only 6 years old and became involved in the sport because she wanted to learn to ski just like her sister. I met up with Claire as she trained at the Acres Dry Ski Slope in Birmingham, and she told me that she'd already been successful at previous national competitions.
It was two medals. It was gold and silver.
And were they both in the slalom?
Yeah.
So you're now going to the Special Olympics World Winter Games. Is that exciting?
Yeah.
And what event are you going to do there? Is it still the slalom?
Slalom and Super-G.
So it's two big events.
Yeah.
So how well do you think you will do out in South Korea?
I'm going to do well. Come back with a medal.
Have you got a particular colour that you're aiming for? Or is it just all going to be gold?
All be gold.
So, Alan, you're Claire's dad. How do you feel about having your daughter compete on a world stage?
Oh, absolutely elated. The whole family's elated at the fact that we never, ever thought that this would ever happen to us as a family, but particularly Claire, because of her learning disabilities, all the years that she's put in, but really struggled with skiing to start with. Being a skiing family ourselves, we're totally elated at the fact that she's been chosen as part of the GB team.
What kind of coverage will the Special Olympics get, and do you think that will help it in any way to get more funding and more recognition?
I think that it will get a lot of coverage out in the Far East, and I'm sure that BBC are going to cover it, some of it, as they did in the past. The main thing is that Special Olympics is a little bit behind the Paralympics at the moment. They're in a situation that Paralympics were in a few years ago, where they got very little coverage. But since Beijing and the current games last year in London, it's come up and up and up, the coverage and the support for Paralympics, and I'm hoping that Special Olympics will be going down the same route of that in the future.
Yeah, I'm Keith Parrish. I'm the head coach for the Great Britain Special Olympics ski team.
What's the difference between the Special Olympics and the Paralympics?
The Paralympics tend to be more for people that are more on the elite scale. Special Olympics specialises in athletes with an intellectual disability. So they have to have an IQ of below 75.
And how many events are our team going to be taking part in?
Three events: the slalom, giant slalom, and the super giant slalom.
That all sounds very scary to me.
It can be, yeah, especially when they do the speed events. The top